Chemical weathering acts as negative feedback, as shown by this diagram. We see how a warmer climate increases temperature, precipitation, and vegetative density. This in turn increases chemical weathering, which increases CO2 removal. This ultimately regulates global temperatures by slowing warming. In a colder climate, it functions much the same but offers the opposite result. The decreased temperature, precipitation, and vegetative density under colder conditions decreases the rate of chemical weathering, but the process still removes CO2, although more slowly. This ultimately regulates global temperatures by slowing cooling. In short, chemical weathering is the global thermostat that buffers against any drastic shifts in temperature.